My roommate Ryan has become more and more demanding when it comes to my pussy. When we first made our agreement, I could barely wait until he had my gun again. But now it's a constant need for him. I think what really set him off was my friend with benefits. Like, I have a high sex drive, so I need a lot of partners, but Ryan seemed determined to show that the only cock I need is it. What I really want is to show him how he and Quinn can work together. I thought he understood after the other night where he and Quinn took turns. But we're still a ways, and my god, would I love to be spit roasted. But the cocks in my life won't get it together. I had a long day, so when I came home, I went straight to the bathroom to take a shower. I was sweaty and gross and maybe rude that I didn't say hi. But Ryan must have taken it as an insult because the door swung open and the curtain yanked back. And suddenly, he was there. "You stayed late," he said. "They asked me to." "Turn around," he said, as he threw off his shirt and his shorts. His cock was fully erect right in front of me. Made my mouth water a bit. "I said, turn around," he said. I smiled and I turned around. Put my hands on the tile wall like I was about to get it. He stepped in the shower with me and shut the curtain. It was dark and on. My back to him, all I could see was his hands as he pressed them to the tile outside my own. He pressed his hand between my thighs, and I yelped a little, surprised by the sudden contact. And he laughed. He slipped one finger in, and then another, pumping them into my pussy till I was soaking his fingers. He pulled his hand away and replaced it with the stiff length of his cock. One of his hands went to my hips, holding them in place as he slid his cock against my slit, teasing me. He kissed the back of my neck and then the side of my throat, his tongue moving across the pulse point before finally shoving his cock inside of me. I gasped, and his hand flew up to grip my throat. He pounded into me, pumping into my body as hard as he could. His fingers clenched around my throat, and I was a goner. I was so absorbed in the pleasure he was giving me in that moment. All I could do is yelp, "Oh God, yeah." I gasped between thin breaths, his teeth nipping at my skin as his hands moved back to my head. I was there still at my neck, squeezing. My knees began to shake, and I knew I was close. I screamed his name as I came. He wrapped an arm around my waist to keep me up as he fucked that little puss. My legs were useless at this point. I moved into his arms, and he held me against his body, his cock still throbbing inside of me. He pumped his hips against me, making sure every drop went into my pussy before finally pulling out. His cum rained on my thighs, but I couldn't tell the difference between it and shower water. "When you're done, come to my room," he said. And I knew what that meant. I was in for another round or two. Or three.